Begin the current daf, Masechtas Bamitzia, daf Yedaled. Begin 10 lines down by the top of the Yomen. The Gemara continues with discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had on daf Yedbez Mabez, the Gemara introduced the Mishnah regarding, continuing on this theme of halachas of Mitzia, regarding somebody to find something. So it spoke about if someone finds a document of a debt. So you don't know who to return it to. Did it fall from the lender or did it fall from the borrower? So the first opinion of Meir, he said, depends. If there's a chrayis nechasim, if there's, it could be collected from the chasim ishabadim, then he says you don't return it to the lender because the courts are going to collect from it. If there's no chrayis nechasim, then you do return it to the lender because the courts are not going to collect from it. That's the opinion of Reb Meir, and the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel brought many different interpretations in what is the understanding of Reb Meir's opinion, and then the Amud Beis regarding what is he disagreeing with the chacham. Now, the chacham, however, the chacham said, the benkech u'benkech liyachzim. Whether there's a chrayis nechasim or not, you don't return to the lender. Because the courts will collect from that. Now, and that is where our Gemara comes to explain. Amar Shmuel, he says, "My time of the Rabbanan." So we had already explained three different interpretations of Meir, two different interpretations of what's machlekes Meir and the Chachamim. Now Shmuel comes to explain what's the reasoning of the Pin de Rabbanan that they say that even when there's no chrayis nechasim, it cannot be collected from the chasim ishabadim. Still, you could collect even from the chasim ishabadim. Now, how does Shmuel see that in the words of the Rabbanan? So Taisa says that Shmuel holds that logically, as the Gemara had said in David Gimel and Beis, that as we find by Meir, that if you cannot collect from the Shabbadim, then you cannot even collect from the Chasam Necharin either. So obviously in the words of Rabbanan, they say that don't return any of these documents, even if there's no Chasam Shabbadim written in it, because you could collect from it. Well, even if you collect from the Chasam Necharin, then obviously that's going to allow you to collect from the Chasam Mishabadim, because they're tied together, one with the other. Because if you cannot collect from Mishabadim, then you cannot collect from the Chasam Necharin. So Shmuel's question to Rabban is, then how do we understand their opinion? How are they saying that don't return any? Again, as we had explained many different interpretations with Reb Meir, why there should be such a difference between if there is a chrayis nechasim or not, depending if the loiva is admitting to it or if he's not admitting to it, if we're chashin leperon the kanunya, what is the concern over here? But how do we understand the Rabbanan that they said in all situations you don't return to the lender, when even in the case of when there's no ability to collect from the chasim ishabadim, well, what would be the problem? They said because then they'll collect from it. So even if you're saying that they're not going to collect, that they're going to collect it from the laiva, from the chasam nechayrin, but that would infer, as Tais explains, and that was Shmuel's question, that they could even collect from that the lender would be able to collect from the chasam ishabadim. Well, if there's no achrayis nechasim, because the rabban are going in both cases, how could you collect from achrayis nechasim if the document doesn't allow the lender in that case to collect from the chasam ishabadim? So that's a Shmuel Savri Achrayis Toi Soifer. As we had alluded to this concept of Shmuel on the previous daf, and Uriah B'Yechon had explained the Machlikas Remeir and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, which he described that their Machlikas was regarding when the borrower admits that it belongs to the lender. So Remeir held that, look, when there's no Achrayis Nechasim, so fine, so you're not going to be collecting from the Chasim Mishabadim, but you'll collect from the Chasim Necharim, because he's admitting, so fine, so return to the lender. But the Rabbanan said that no, Mishabdi Namigavi, the reason why you don't return it even when there's no achrayis nechasim, even if the borrower is admitting, because it will be collectible from the chasim ishabadim. How so? That's based on this principle of Shmuel. Now, Rabbi Yechon was concerned with Parayin HaKanunya, but it's based on this concept of Shmuel, which is, even if achrayis, the ability to collect from incumbent properties, was not written in the document, that was an error of the scribe who wrote the document. Because this guy's not lending his money without a chrayis nechasim, because people don't just throw their money away. Look, he's doing a mitzvah, he's lending money, but he's not getting anything back. He can't charge interest, so he's not being able to even use his money. So now, if he lends the guy money and then the guy sells off all his assets afterwards, he goes, "I'm sorry, I have no money." He's going to lose all his money. He knows he has properties that are collateral for the loan. Even though it wasn't written in the document, it's not possible, it's not feasible to say that someone would do that, and there must be a scribal error. And that's why, even if it's not written in the document, it would be collectible from the Chasim Mishabadim. That is the understanding of the Pin de Rabbanan, why they said in both situations, you don't return it to the lender, because even when there's no Chasim Mishabadim, the courts will collect from it, not only from the Chasim Mecharin, but even the Chasim Mishabadim. Now, this concept of Shmuel, Omalei Rav Bar Isil Rav Ida Bar Avin. He asked him, did Shmuel really say this halacha? That achrayis toh seiferhu, that we could assume that there was achrayis even though it wasn't written in the document? And that's why, again, they that the Rabban hold you can't return it to the lender even when there's no Rechayis Nechasim, because it's going to be collectible even from, not only from the lender, not only from the borrower, but even from the Nechasim Meshabadim. But V'amr Shmuel said the following halacha. Shvach, the increase, Shvar, the best, V'shibud, and the lien on the property, Tzarech Limolech. These three things, the scribe has to go ahead and ask regarding the one who's selling his field to his friend to see if he wants to accept upon himself to write in the sale document that he's, A, first of all, creating a shibud of his nechasim to this sale. Because if, let's say, a creditor comes and will collect from this guy who has sold it, who doesn't have any money, so he's going to go to the guy who he sold to his land, and he's going to collect from this lekeach. So to allow this lekeach to, A, first of all, be allowed to collect the principal from the lender, from the seller. Are you taking responsibility that if one of your creditors comes to collect your land, that this guy could have insurance from you? Moreover, that's the concept of shibud. Moreover, there's the shvach part. Let's say the consumer, the one who bought the land from him, had increased the value of that land before it was collected by that creditor. Could he collect even the shvach from you, the seller? Moreover, the shvar, could he even collect from you from the best of your properties, from your iddis? Now, the reason being is because if he wouldn't go ahead and ask this from the seller, he would not be allowed to write this in the document, because there are certain sellers who don't accept responsibility. And even if he accepts responsibility for the land that he's selling, it's only for the principal of the land itself, but not for the shvach, not for the increase that he increased and made the land better. And even if he accepts responsibility for those two things, he doesn't accept responsibility that even if he's giving insurance, he's not going to pay up the consumer from the best of his fields, just from his medium-type fields. So one thing the Gemara wants to ask him this is, obviously, it's not a scribal error, because you could say that maybe he had asked him, and he said, no, I don't want to accept responsibility. So therefore, says the Gemara, Lema manda amahu, should we say that the one who says this statement, name of Shmuel, lo yamaha, doesn't say this one, and it must be a machlekes amiram and what Shmuel said, because they seem to be contradictory. The first halacha of Amar Shmuel says, of course, when the person writes a document, there must be achrayas. This one says that no, because we see that you have to ask him, but if he refuses, that then he doesn't have to accept responsibility. There's no achrayas, so if you find a document, could be that he just didn't want achrayas. So is it obvious an scribal error, or could be that he didn't accept achrayas? So the Gemara says, Loi kasha. No, it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction between these two statements of Shmuel. Because kam bishtar halva. The first statement of Shmuel was talking about by a loan document. That's a scribal error, because since the one who's lending money doesn't get to consume any produce, doesn't have any benefit from the loan, the lo yov inish zuz bichti, a person does not just give his money for nothing to lend it without responsibility, because if this guy's lending this guy's money, and if this guy doesn't have any liquid cash, and then he sells off all his properties, when he's going to come to collect his loan, he's not going to have anything to collect from. So of course a person that's lending money is only saying if there's responsibility with this guy's land that he could collect from it. But kan b'mekech memcha, the second halacha Shmuel was going by business dealing, by purchasing. The avid inish the zav an hourly yem, because a person would buy a piece of land even for one day, meaning in a doubt of one day that maybe A, first of all, won't be collected from him, and even if it will be collected from him, maybe it'll be only after a long period of time, and in that interim period, at least he was eating the produce of the land, he was getting the benefit of the land, where, as the Gemara illustrates, kehida avuba ihi, like we have in this insert avuba ihi, and again, therefore this answers the question. The second halacha that says that you have to ask from him was talking about a sale, maybe doesn't want to accept responsibility, and people would do that, they would buy even without responsibility, because even if someone collects from me 6 months from now, I got to eat the produce, I got to use the land, I got to have my kids playing in the yard, whatever it is, you get all these benefits, that is not necessarily a chrayis to hasayfro. What do we find by avuba ihi? Zavin elisa ma'achase, he bought an upper story in an apartment from his sister. Now then a creditor of his sister, who she had no money to pay him, came and collected from her land, from Achrayis Nechasim, which was sold to her brother, this Abu Bari. Now he came, now he lost all his money that he had bought this apartment from his sister, so he came in front of the master Shmuel. So Amalei said to him, Kasvalach Achrayis? Did she write for you Achrayis, your sister? Did she take responsibility, insurance, regarding the property that you bought from her? Amalei lo, he says, no. So Amalei, Imkain, if that's the case, Zil Shlama, go in peace. Nothing more to talk about, because you obviously were forgiving on the whole situation. So Amalei, but he said to him, but Vamahu Da'ama, Achrai to Saibur, you're the one which we started off this daf with, this halacha, that says that if there's no Achrai written in the document, it's a scribal error, because nobody goes ahead and makes a deal with a document without having intrinsically going out with responsibility. And therefore, even though we didn't write it, but it, obviously it's intrinsic, so Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, no, this answer that we said before, Hanimili Bishtar Halva, that was only by loan documents. A purchase? That we didn't say that because the other inish the zav and arrow, the a person would buy a piece of land even for one day. It's like renting it. So even though it's collected, that is something not necessarily that people take a chreis. And if it wasn't written, then there is no chreis. There you don't say a chreis tayasayfu, and you lost the apartment. Now, halacha is relating to this topic. Omar Baya says, Reuven shemachasod l'shimen ba'achrayis. Again, this concept about taking responsibility. If Reuven sold his field to Shimon with achrayis, meaning if, let's say, one of his creditors will collect from Shimon, then Reuven's going to go ahead and compensate him for the loss. Now, ubobachav de Reuven, now a creditor of Reuven comes, v'katarv leminei, and is coming to take it away from Shimon. Says Abaya, Dinahu, the Azar Reuben Umishtoi Din Bade. So the law allows it that Reuben could go ahead and litigate with the creditor and to remove him from collecting the field that he had sold to Shimon with whatever claim he could make and to say, well, I paid you this and this, or I have a different claim on you, and therefore I'm going to hold on to this in place of that, and therefore he's trying to hold him off from collecting from Shimon. And the chiddush in this is, Zavali Matzi, and this creditor cannot amalate to tell to Reuben, what do you mean? Lav Baal Devarm De Diat. You're not my litigant over here in this case. This land I'm collecting from Shimon. You have other claims on me? You bring me to court. That, don't get involved. Don't meddle into this court case. This court case you have no right into. That is what Abai is saying, that no, he cannot say that. Why? Because Amalek, as Reuben could tell to this collector, we'll call him Levi, Demafkis Minei. What you're going to collect from Shimon, if you're taking with this field, Alai Didi Hadu is coming right back to me to collect because I told him with insurance what Achrai is. And therefore, that allows him to go ahead and litigate against Levi, even though it's not even Reuben's field. They already sold it to Shimon. Now, Ikadami, that those that say, Afila Shaloi Bachrai's Nami, that even if Reuben sold the field to Shimon without responsibility, look, whatever happens to it, it's yours. And if it gets collected, it's your loss. Still, says Abaya, Reuben could still litigate against Levi. Why? Because the Amalek could tell Levi, Loi nichali, they'll have it l'shimin terumisalai. I don't prefer to have that Shimon should have complaints to me saying, look, I know I bought it without responsibility, but come on. I mean, you knew you had this creditor. What are you doing? Telling it to me. So I'm going to get involved in this court case because I don't want this guy to have complaints to me. That itself allows me to litigate in this court case. From Abaya, another halacha from Abaya on this topic. Reuben shemach hasod l'shimin shaloi b'achrayis. If Reuben sold the field to Shimon without responsibility, now biyatzo le'asikin. Now there were what's called oirin, people that were rumoring to complain to say that this field is really our field. They're coming to collect this field from Shimon. Now says Abaya, actually hichsikba, if Shimon didn't yet take possession through a kinyan of a chazaka of taking possession of the field, then as we continue to Amud Beis, says Abaya yachal achzaboy. So as long as he didn't give money, he can go ahead and retract from the purchase of the field. He says, look, I have nothing to do with this field. I see already people already saying that what I'm doing and this and that, there's a lien, and I'm done. But Mishnah Hichzibah, but if he already did a chazaka on the field, in the Yachal Achzibah, then this Shimon cannot retract, even if he didn't give money yet. The reason being is because he already acquired the field with chazaka. Now, the money is a loan, meaning he owes the money as if it's a loan to the seller, but he can't just back out. He already purchased it. It's too late. Now, because the Amalek is the seller, tells him, Chaisa de Katra, a sack full of knots, Savis Vakabalt, you thought and you took, meaning you went into a risky proposition. I was telling you our responsibility. You did a kinyan, now you're hearing stuff going on, it's too late. You already did a chazaka. Now, says the Gemara, Me'imis have a chazaka. From when is it already considered that he did a chazaka, which is one of the ways of being kind of karka, that it's already his and he can't back out anymore? It's mechidayish amitri, which literally means to say when he threshes on the boundary, meaning when he fixes the borders of the field and he lifts them up, that is already a chazaka. It's creating a presumption that it's his. That is already a kinyan. It's too late. Now, the ikidami, those who say that actually afil bachrai is nami, that this halacha of Abaya applies even if Reuben sold the field with responsibility. So the chiddush in that is even though that ultimately at the end he's going to be able to go ahead and collect from the seller anyway, he still cannot retract. In other words, the seller could say that, no, you know, since In other words, he could tell the purchaser that although that yes, at the end the seller cannot the purchaser cannot tell the seller, look, anyway, at the end of the day, you're gonna have to pay me, you're gonna have to compensate me anyway. So now that I still have the money, I didn't give it to you, let me just hold on to it. And that is the chiddush that no, that the seller could tell the consumer that you can't back out because you already did a kinyan of chazaka. Because the Amalek, because he could tell him, Ach viterfach vashamlach, show me the document that it was collected from you and I'll pay you up. In other words, when they take you to court and they win and they take the field away from you, and then the judge will write for you a document that, yes, it was taken away from you through a creditor and according to law, then I'll pay you back. But as long as it wasn't done, I'm not afraid of them. So because you hear rumors that people are saying, well, it's our field, don't worry, don't get so worked up. It's already yours. When it happens that it's taken from you, I sold you responsibility, I'll compensate you. But up until then you cannot retract because you already did a kinyan of a chazaka. Itmar, it was said, again, continue on this topic, if someone sells a field to his friend, turns out it wasn't even his. In other words, it wasn't the seller's because he actually stole the field. And now, later on, the one who was stolen from comes and says, what are you doing on my field? He says, what do you mean? This guy stole it to me. This guy stole it to you? It wasn't his field. Look at the deed. This was my field. And now the one who was stolen from comes to collect it from the consumer who bought it from this ganav, from this gazlan. So Rav Amar, Rav says, yesh loy, this consumer has the rights to collect from the seller, mois, and v'yesh loy shach, meaning the money for the principal, how much he paid him, because he was a liar, he was a thief, so he definitely could get his money back. And also, if the lekech went and increased the value of the land, because he was working it, he thought he bought this field, by fertilizing it or by building walls, before the victim had come to collect it, so then that shvach, the lekech, could collect from the meicher. Now, Rashi wonders that, why wouldn't it have to be the victim have to give the shvach? Because he's giving him back an increased valued land, which wasn't stolen from him. Says Rashi that the case would be talking about that actually it was stolen increased value. But then the gazan, when he held on to it, it got ruined. Then he sold it off to the lekech. And then lekech went and built it back up to what it used to be. So therefore the victim could take it back as it is, because that's actually what his field was before it was stolen. But since the lekech made it worth more, he could go ahead and collect that now from the gazan who was his seller. So he collect the keren and the shvach. Shmuel Amar, he says, no, mois yeshloi, shvach ein loi. He gets the money, obviously, because he paid him money, which was a stolen field, so he definitely halachically should get that back. But would he increase the value that he doesn't get from the guy who sold it to him, who was the thief? Which the Gemara is going to explain later on, the reason of this halacha. But first, boyim in the name of Rav Huna, they asked the following question from Rav Huna on this halacha of Shmuel. If let's say when this seller, who turns out he was really a thief, when he sold the field to this consumer, a stipulation was made that if anyone's going to collect from you, not only will I pay you back the money, I'll pay you back even the increase you made in the field. What's halach in that type of situation? As Gemara explains the question. Time of Shmuel is the reason of Shmuel mishum delay pirishivcha, because he didn't stipulate, he didn't specify that he's taking responsibility that's going to include the shvach. So therefore, he only has to pay him for the principal. But v'hacha ha'parish le, but here in this case, he specified. And therefore, then, he would have to compensate him not only for the keren for the principal, but even the shvach. Idilma, time of the Shmuel, maybe you know the reason of Shmuel is keeping the less like karka, since this guy didn't have land. In other words, the land that he sold him wasn't his. So it turns out, really, that there was no sale. Turns out, really, that the money that he got for, quote, the sale was really a loan, because he was taking this guy's money and really has to give it back. So when he ends up paying it back more than what he took from him, because he took $100 over the field, but now this guy increased the value another $25, if you would make him pay back not only the keren but also the shvach, he took $100, he's going to make $125. Mechzik ribis, it looks like interest. Because ultimately it turns out it wasn't really a sale, it was a loan. And then he's giving back with more money because he had the money for 6 months. It looks like interest. And therefore, even if he specified and stipulated that he's going to pay him back the shvach, maybe he wouldn't be able to pay back the shvach because at mechzik ribis looks like interest. So Rav Huna said to them, in v'lav, yes and no. In other words, first he said yes, then he said no. V'raf yibiyadeh, and it was loose in his hand, meaning he didn't know clearly the reasoning of the halacha Shmuel to be able to answer that question, what's going to be the halacha if he stipulated that he'll give him even the shvach, could he give it to him or not, because mechzik ribis. Now, but Idma was said that Amr of Nachman Amr Shmuel, Rav Nachman said clearly in the name of Shmuel, Mois yesh loy v'shvach ein loy, as we had mentioned this halacha before, he gets the money, but not the shvach. And he said, Afa pisha pirish loy shvach, even if he specified before him that he's going to give it to them, he's not allowed to give him. My tam, what's the reason? Keeping the karka ein loy, since there was no land over here, because there was no sale, schar ma'isiv oymir benoitel, so essentially, this guy's taking the benefit of his monies, meaning it's mechzikah ribbis. Because essentially he just gave him money for 6 months, and now he's like, hey, this was a whole scam where he's getting taken back the money, so it was a loan, and if he's taking back more than what he gave, it's going to look like ribbis, and therefore it says Rav Nachman, it's forbidden for him to give back the shvach because of mechzikah ribbis. Now, this halacha and this interpretation of Rav Nachman, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman from Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Mishnah says as follows, Eimaitzim, we do not collect La'achilas peiris, for the consumption of produce, which the Gemara is going to shortly explain what that refers to. U'l'shvach karkois, but basically what it usually means la'achilas peiris is that when there's a land that is going to be collected, and there was produce that was eaten, what is that value of the produce that's being taken away, that's being lost, about if that could be collectible from anybody? So on that we're saying that you do not collect for the consumption of the produce, Udishvach karkois, which is another element, which when someone sells something to somebody else, a field, and then if it's collected, then there's also, if the guy had increased the value of the land, so both of those is when he has produce, which is then eaten, or the increase of the value of the land, so that's not collected, these two things. And ulamazna ishva banes, for the sustenance of the wife and the daughters, which this is referring to a stipulation of the ksuba, which is when a woman gets married, she gets this document called the ksuba, that it says over there that he accepts responsibility for the wife. Ate yasva bevesi, you'll sit in my house, meaning even after the husband passes away, umasasa menichse, and you'll get fed from my estate. Same thing applies for his daughters. Where he writes, benanukvin dehava lechiminayu, your female daughters that you're going to have from me, inin yahoin yasvin bevesi, they'll sit in my house, umasasa menichse, and they will get fed from my properties. Ate talakhan leguvin, until they get married to men, as long as they're still single in my household, they'll eat from my properties. Now that's what the Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin teaches, that we do not collect for any one of these four things, Chilas, Perish, Shvach, Kakois, Mosn, Isha, and the Bonis, Menachas, Meshabodim. They cannot be collected, although they're collected from the person that owes it to them, but it cannot be collected, although that their document was written many years ago, let's say when they got married, cannot be collected from the Chas, Meshabodim. And the reason is, Memnei Tikkun Olam, because the rectification of the world. So for example, let's say the last two of the sustenance of the woman and the daughter, if you're going to say that they could collect from any purchaser of their husband after the date of when the ksuba was written, which was many years ago when they got married, nobody's going to buy a field from his friend. Because there's nobody that doesn't have these responsibilities, let's say, of feeding his wife and his daughters after he passes away, and it's something that has an unlimited amount because no one knows how long they're going to survive after the husband passes away. Now, so too, the first two items of consumption of produce and the shvach of karkois is also something which is not known, and therefore the consumers, again, don't know to be careful to calculate and to say, oh, how much does this guy have in debt to see if I could buy land from him so that I know that they won't collect from me? And people won't know, and therefore they're not going to go ahead and buy fields, which is going to obviously affect commerce. So because of Tikkun Olam, they said that these four things cannot be collected from the Chasam Mishabadim. But one thing the Gemara Rabba says is Mimashabdihu Dilemafkina. What you see from this mission is that these four things cannot collect from incumbent properties. But it could be collected from the available properties of the debtor, of the one who owes these things. Now, Bukatani Mia, so one thing that we learned, one of these four are Lishvach Karkais, for the increase of the benefit of the land. My, what's that case? Lav Belikeach Megazlan, isn't it talking about where somebody went, purchased a piece of land from a thief? He didn't know. He thought he was a regular seller. Turns out he's a thief. And he had increased the value of the land. Now, the victim comes and grabs the land back because it's really his land. So isn't it that what the Mishnah over there is saying is that when Lekech wants to go ahead and collect the principal from the seller, so that even the Chasam Mishabadim could go ahead and collect because whatever was sold after what was sold to him was already indebted to him. He already had a lien on this guy's property. His document was first and it had achrayis on it. It had responsibility. But the Shvach, that you could collect from the Chasam Bnei Chayrin, but not from the Chasam Mishabadim, again, as we said, because of Tikkun Olam, because no one knows how much this guy's going to make the field better. He could make it into 1,000 times better than what it was before. So since it has no set amount at the time that it was sold, so therefore, even though he accepted responsibility, that will only allow the Chasam Mishabadim from what's available and not what from what's Mishabadim, or from not from what's from the Shvach. But one thing that we see, as Rav Trev Nachman, is that the Lekeach collects the Shvach from the Gazlan. We see that what he increased the benefit that could be collected from the Gazlan, and obviously we don't have the concern that you're saying of Mechzik Ribis. So that says Rav Nachman, lo, you know, it's not talking about when it's getting collected from this Lekeach by a Nigzal. It's Bal Chayiv. It's talking about where the creditor went and collected his debt from this Lekeach, and not that because it was a stolen field. Where in that case, yes, of course, there's Rav Nachman. Of course, Shmuel would agree that then he would be able to collect the Shvach from the one who sold them, because that's a valid sale. Because as long as it wasn't collected from Lekeach, if let's say the Meichel would go ahead and pay his money that he owes to the creditor, that would remove it totally from a claim from the Lekuches. So therefore, when he's going to go ahead and pay to the Lekeach more than he received when they made the sale, it's right now that he's purchasing that back from him, the land that was sold to him, and it's not like gain from the money that he gave him. When this guy loses his land, it's not retroactive that we know that there was never any land sold over here, and therefore essentially it was a loan, and then he's getting back more money, which makes the career. It's not true, because if let's say the Meich would pay up his debt that he owes to this guy, so then it would never affect, it would never impact the sale. I mean, the sale was a sale. So although now that it's taken away, it's essentially when the Meicher goes and pays back the seller who he sold with Achrayis, it's like buying it back from him. Where, okay, so he sold it for 100, now he's buying it back for 125. That you could do, but it's not a problem about Mechzik Ribis like a stolen field, which is originally retroactively revealing there was never a sale in the first place. That would be a loan, and that would be a problem of Mechzik Ribis. Now that the Gemara asks, Ibe Bal Chayiv, if you tell me that the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is talking about a creditor, who that's who he's collecting from, the one who purchased from the seller, who was the one that owed the money, and that's the case of Shvach Karkais, so Ema Reisha. So then look at the first case. It said, Ema Tzin L'Achilas Peres, we do not collect for the consumption of produce from the Chasim Mishabadim. Now, the assumption of the Gemara right now is that it's talking about a field that was collected from the Lekeach full of produce, meaning not only did he go ahead and he increased the benefit of the land, he also went and planted. Now it's full with fruits and produce. Now then, that was collected from the Lekeach, and now Lekeach is going dead and collected from his Meichel and sold it to him. Now that asks the Gemara, V'ibe Bal Chayiv, but if you're telling me that the case is talking about where the one who's collecting it from the Lekeach is a creditor, Bal Chayiv mi Islay Peri? Does a creditor collect the produce? Meaning, when we have complete produce that's still attached to the land, but it doesn't need the land anymore, do you think in such a case that he could actually go ahead and collect that from the Lekeach, who, and that's the case that you're saying that Lekeach, he's collect that from the one who sold it to him, the Achilles Peris, but not from the Chasim Mishabadim? But Ramar Shmuel said, Bal Chayiv Goyve Esashvach, a creditor could go ahead and collect the increase of the land, meaning when a creditor collects land that's owed to him, let's say collateral that the borrower from him owed him $1,000, so now he has no money. So he goes, oh well, when I lent to you money, you had that land which was worth $1,000. I'm going to collect that from wherever you bought it from. So that whole land he could go ahead and collect from the Lekeach as it is, even though it was increased benefit by the Lekeach. But the inference of Shmuel's halacha is shvach in avol peiros loy. The land itself, so fine, this guy made it better, fine, you made it better, now okay, it's my gain. But it's the land that was Meshubed that he could collect from that. But the Peiris, which is considered a separate entity, which was made by Lekeach, that the Baal Chayiv cannot collect. So if you tell me that the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is talking about, for the case of Shvach Karkais, and that's why it's not difficult on Rav Nachman, because it was taught by the Nigzel than it would be, because you would see that you could collect Shvach Karkais from the seller, and it's not a problem of Mechzik Ribis. So that Rav Nachman said, no, it's not talking about a Nigzel. It's talking about a Bal Chayiv. So yeah, there he says, I agree that you could collect the Shvach from the seller. But if it's talking about Bal Chayiv, then how do we understand the Halacha right before that? What's the case of Achilles Peiris if there is no Peiris that are collected by the Bal Chayiv to say that the Lekeach would collect the Peiris from only the seller, not from the Chasam Mishbadim, if there is no such case of Bal Chayiv? So El Pshita because when it says the Gemara, so obviously that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's with a thief and a victim. So for example, it would be talking about, as Rashi has to explain, that when he stole it, it was full of payers and then he sold it. Or it could be talking about where actually when he stole the field from the victim, it didn't have payers and he sold it to someone else and that Lekeach went and made payers on it. But now the victim is coming to say, look, my field went and increased the value of it by itself. But you're right, he would have to compensate the lekeach for at least the amount of money he invested into the field that he could collect from the victim, because ultimately that together with the field itself made it increase more. But if let's say the shvach is not more, rather the expenses were more, so only pays in the expenses according to how much the value of the increase was, and that's it. It doesn't pay more than what was done better, because Rashi's addressing the question about, but he doesn't go ahead and collect what was not there beforehand. But one thing that we have to say is, obviously, it's talking about a case of a stolen field, because the only one that collects achilas peiris is a nigzel, not a bal chayiv. Now, therefore, ask the Gemara, midiresha begoizel benigzel sevenam begoizel benigzel. So if the first case of saying that we don't collect achilas peiris from nochasim eshabodim, only from necharim, from the one who sold it, it's talking about a case of a stolen field, because there is no achilas peiris for a lekech to get compensated by the one who sold him in the case of a creditor, because the creditor will not collect the peiris in the first place. So it's talking about goyzel v'nigzel, and obviously shvach kakaris is also talking about by goyzel v'nigzel, and that would refute Rav Nachman, because you see even the case by a stolen field that the shvach is a shvach kakaris is collected from the seller, and obviously we see we're not concerned with mechzik ribis. Now the Gemara says no, midi iria, is that something that you have to say? Hakadisa, Bakadisa, no, each one could be accordingly. The first halacha of Achilles Peiris could be talking about a stolen field, and the second halacha of Shvach HaKoyis could be talking about by a creditor. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask from the Reisha itself. But we didn't learn like this in a Braisa that explains the halacha of this Mishnah, Masechtas Gittin, that says, it says not like the way the Gemara is trying to answer, that, oh, it's talking about Baal Chayev, like the Rav Nachman was answering. We learn clearly in the Braisa not like that, because the Braisa says, L'shvach kakoras case. It explains this case of the Mishnah, Masechtas Gittin. What is the case of that when there's the increase in the value of the land that is only collected from available by the one who sold it, but not by the Chasim Meshabadim? Says the Braisa, Hareisha Gazel Sadim Mechaveh. Someone steals a field from his friend, Vaharehi Yotze Metachas Yadoi, and now the court comes to collect it from the thief himself. So it says, Kishu Gaiva, when he collects, which Gemara shortly is going to explain who's collecting, when he collects, because it sounds seemingly doesn't make sense, who's collecting from who? The thief, when it gets taken away from him, there's no one that he should collect from, he stole it. But it says, when he collects, so he collects the principal that collect from even incumbent properties. The shvach, and the increase of the land, he could collect only from available properties. Now, says the Gemara Hechidim, what's the case talking about? Elam kediktani, if we be talking about literally as it sounds like in the Braisa, that the gazan, the thief, did not sell it to anyone else, and it's actually only from him that the court is collecting from, well then gazan meman gavi. Who exactly is the thief collecting from? What do you mean? He didn't give any money towards it that he should be compensated for what's being from the victim taking it back from him. So elalav, rather, this is the Gemara's proof. Kagayin shegazel sod mechaveri must be talking about where, look, he stole the fields from his friend. Umachar la'acher, although it doesn't say that, must be talking about that where he sold it to someone else. Vishbicha, and then he increased the value of the field, and now it's being collected from the lekeach. So obviously, as the Gemara, that we see that this case of Shvach Karkois, that it says that he could only collect from the available ones, from the one who sold it to him, not from the Chasim Shabbatim, is talking about a case of a stolen field, not like Rav Nachman was saying, it was talking about by a regular creditor. So Amalei, so on that, the Gemara says, Lav Terutzikum Atarzis, don't you really have to amend the Braisa? The Braisa was missing a critical component, because it didn't say anything about selling it off to someone else. So says the Gemara, once you're amending, it's a tarts, not b'chayv. So then you could also go ahead and answer and explain that, yes, it's talking about that it was sold off and he's collecting from Nachas Mecharin regarding Shvach Kakois, but it's not Thomas, stolen field. You have to amend it anyway, so amend it. It's also talking about a creditor, where there again, as the Gemara said before, if Nachum would agree, the Shmuel would say that then you would be able to collect Shvach Kakois from the one who sold it to him, because there's no problem. That's the Karibis, because as we explained, the fundamental difference is, because there was a sale, it's just being collected now, it's like he's buying it back, so then he could buy it back with more money. In contrast to the case of Shmuel's halacha regarding when it was stolen, where then it turns out it was never a sale in the first place, so essentially it was a loan, that's where Shmuel held, as the way Rav Nachman had explained, that then you only get the mois, but you don't get the shvach from the one that sold it, because that would be mechzik ribis, it would look like getting interest on the loan, because essentially it was a loan, and now he's getting back more money because of the shvach karkois.